Expo 1958 was the first global event of its kind after the Second World War. Nearly 50 countries brought their latest scientific breakthroughs and their most prized cultural offerings to Brussels to dazzle the millions of people who visited the fair. The event is remembered proudly by Czechs, with the Czechoslovak pavilion taking top prize. On a recent visit to Brussels, it seemed only right that I should visit the site of one of Czechoslovakia's finest hours. My guides were both employees at the 1958 Expo, Erik Skellen and his wife Helene de Junge. They took me to the building that has become synonymous with this, perhaps the most important world's fair.
The Atomium is nine big spheres put together with tubes. With in the middle tube, there is a very fast elevator, which we have taken now. And you can go down by normal steps, if you wish. In some of the spheres, there can be made an exhibitions. And we are now in the upper sphere, where now there is a very nice restaurant, where you have a view all over the place.
It is a sphere, especially for kids. They can come with their school. And then there are little spheres in that one big sphere, and they can pass the night there. It's very interesting for kids. They like it.
The Atomium is also where Erik and Helene had their 50th wedding anniversary in 2008. The two met while working at the Expo and have been together ever since. At the time, Helene was a snappily dressed guide at the European Steel Pavilion, while Erik was working in one of the Expo's central attractions, the American Pavilion.
It was the first time in Europe, anyway, that the colour television, the RCA colour television, was displayed. So they asked. There were three Americans for the technical part, I was with two Belgian colleagues to assist them.
At the Expo 1958, you said that was the first time a colour television came to Europe. Yeah. What else was a sort of big first for the Expo 1958?
I don't know exactly the technical new things. I think it was more the presentations of the different countries. Of course, there were American came out with a complete different display than the Russians, because that was the main thing.
So the Expo provided rival countries with a chance to get one up on each other. But as Helene suggests, the spirit of cooperation was also important at the fair.
It was after the war, and then there were a lot of ideals, and it was about the fraternity between people of all the world. It was a very optimistic view of for that time. People had hope, and it was very important.
Some 46 different countries had a pavilion at the International Exhibition. The adjacent Russian and American displays were perhaps the most imposing, but according to Erik, it was some of the smaller pavilions which proved the most remarkable.
One of the most popular small things was a very small pavilion of Thailand, which was a little bit lost between the other, but it was very special. It was the first time
that it was inside. There was nothing, but it was the outside. People here didn't know what it was about, and so suddenly there was a very
so this was the first time, and then of course every country tried to display the main product or the main thing that was really special to them.
Of all the pavilions, big and small, it was the Czechs who walked away with the gold medal, as well as an array of other accolades. Here's Erik Skellen again.
The Czech pavilion was very popular because of the Laterna Magica. And this was very special. And my wife, she has been many times to know.
Can you tell me a bit about it, please?
Yes. Well, it was very original, because when you saw first a screen with twin girls of about 20 years old that explained first welcomed everybody and then were explaining what it was about, the pavilion and their country, and then it all of a sudden those two girls appeared on the stage, and so it continued, you see, and it was very original and special. So it made a great impression, I must say. So each time when I had a few hours off between lunchtime, I went there.
Expo 58 is fondly remembered in the Czech Republic today, perhaps because of Czechoslovakia's unexpected success at the event. But what about elsewhere? What do Helene and Eric think the legacy of the World's Fair is, apart from, of course, their marriage?
I think, first of all, to get to know the world, because there were so many countries we didn't know. And when we visited them, the pavilions of those countries, we would like to travel to those countries because it was interesting, and so it was the first sight on those countries.
Now you travel, everybody has the possibility to travel all over the world, but that was not so in 58. You had different, the borders were very difficult to cross, you had to need the papers, and it was very expensive, but now you can go all over the world at very low fares, in fact, if you compare that with at that time, you see, it's completely different.
While most of the expo has been packed up and is now scattered all over the world, the Atomium building still marks the Brussels skyline and attracts visitors from around the globe.